The head of the U.S. Attorney General's Antitrust Division is coming to Minnesota at the request of Senator Paul Wellstone, who's become a leading critic of agribusiness consolidation. Wellstone says it is behind much of the hardship plaguing family farmers. That the Assistant Attorney General Joel Klein, best known for spearheading the antitrust case against Microsoft, is turning his attention to possible anti-competitive problems in agribusiness is a sign, according to Wellstone, Washington is hearing farmers' pleas for help.
The administration, I think, is starting to feel the pressure, if you will, because there's so much pain in the countryside, and many farmers are saying, you know, we can't make it. I mean, everywhere we look in terms of who we buy from and who we sell to, we see a few firms, monopoly. And this structure of agriculture doesn't work for a family farm. And where's the competition? Where's the free enterprise system?
Wellstone says the trend toward consolidation in many industries is reducing competition and hurting consumers, and in the case of agriculture, farmers.
We've got to have more competition. Same thing in telecommunications, same thing in health insurance, same thing in banking. I worry about the direction this overall economy is going, and that's really my point.
Assistant Attorney General Joel Klein says his sole purpose in coming to the Twin Cities is to listen to farmers' concerns.
I wouldn't want people to perceive anything beyond the fact that we're here to listen, learn, gather facts, but that does not necessarily in any way reflect any intentions with respect to law enforcement. And at this point, there is nothing that one has in the sense of any imminent intentions with respect to the Department of Justice.
Minnesota-based Cargill's proposed acquisition of the grain trading interests of one of its major competitors, Continental Grain of New York, has become something of a poster child in the debate over agribusiness consolidation. Critics, including Senator Wellstone, say the arrangement would give Cargill control of a third of all U.S. grain exports. Cargill says to function in a world market that's no longer controlled by a handful of central governments, agribusinesses need more resources on both the production and marketing sides. Cargill spokeswoman Linda Thrain says selling grain now is much more complicated than it was before global markets developed.
Back in the 70s, if you could sell a few big cargoes of grain to a single desk in the former Soviet Union, and that'd be your business. Today, all those countries have privatized. They've broken up into individual entities, and within those countries, as the private market has emerged, you're dealing with many different buyers with many different needs and many different desires. And to serve them, you simply need a longer, more sophisticated pipeline to connect what the farmer is producing here and what those many different customers in many different places around the world want.
Thrain says when struggling global markets recover, U.S. farmers now suffering from low commodity prices will benefit from the turnaround. And Thrain says ultimately having the option of marketing their products through companies like Cargill to a variety of customers all over the world will net farmers the best prices. And it's not just for-profit agribusiness companies that are expanding. Of the top 10, nearly half are farmer-owned cooperatives. University of Minnesota Applied Economics Assistant Professor Brian Boer says the notion growing agribusiness giants are to blame for the erosion of commodity prices is simplistic. Boer says while some U.S. industries are dominated by just a few companies, agribusiness remains extremely competitive despite the wave of mergers.
When you look at the concentration in agriculture, it typically does not come anywhere near rivaling, many of our industrial side of the economy. You look at the big three auto manufacturers and so on. Microsoft, the software and hardware side of computers. The agriculture is still pretty diversified compared to those.
Boer says more than anything else, weak demand in world markets, especially in Asia, is behind low commodity prices. He says to call for a dismantling of large agribusiness entities threatens efficiencies and cost savings conglomerates are achieving through growth.
We as consumers benefit fundamentally when these companies do get more efficient and are able to produce or market at lower costs. The danger with antitrust and wielding that sword too readily is that you can, if you cut those firms down, you start to undercut their efficiencies they've gained through size. And so there's also, you don't want to be too big is bad right off the bat, because there are penalties for that, too.
Brewer says as the federal government looks for ways to help farmers, policymakers should remember why Congress passed the Freedom to Farm Act, which took effect 3 years ago. The bill was intended to move farmers into the global marketplace by eliminating price supports, which inhibit free trade. Brewer says what farmers need is help understanding the world marketplace and strategies to protect them against significant downturns in that market. One approach is more sophisticated hedging strategies to smooth out the ups and downs of commodity prices. The Farm Price Crisis meeting with Senator Wellstone, Assistant Attorney General Joel Klein, and a Department of Agriculture official will be held Sunday afternoon in South St. Paul. This is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.